Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So are we going to have a 9/11 style commission on the January 6th Capitol riot? Joe Khalil covers it for News Nation, joins us frequently here on WGN Radio. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you. Always good to be with you.
So just give me the sort of a 411 on what happened yesterday. The measure passed the House, right?
Yes. Yeah, it did. It passed the House, and it actually had all Democrats supporting it and about 35 Republicans supporting it. So the bipartisanship there was real. We're not sure if it's ever going to become a real thing, this commission, and that's because it may very well die in the Senate. We know, you know, how influential the Republican leadership can be. So in the House, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, and in the Senate side, Mitch McConnell, have both come out and said, you know, they don't want to do this for a number of reasons. And so while, you know, it almost seems like it's a no-brainer type thing, we did this after 9/11, why wouldn't we do it after January 6th? It's in real trouble right now, frankly, the future of it.
Is it that the Republicans don't want to look into what happened on January 6th, or they want a broader scope? They said, let's not just look at January 6th, let's look at what happened in Seattle and Chicago and Kenosha. Let's look at this sort of unrest in America, right?
Yeah. So that's what there were three or four different arguments they're making. That is the most prominent one that we're hearing from Leader McCarthy on the House side. Is he and others in the House have said, look, political violence is political violence. If you want to do an investigation on, you know, what led to January 6th, you know, back in 2017, we had a Republican House member, Steve Scalise, who was shot at a baseball game over political views. All of the BLM protests over the summer, these Republicans are saying all of that should be investigated in the January 6th commission. You know, Democrats have said, look, we've given you a lot. We've conceded a lot here. But they would not change the scope of it. Democrats have insisted the January 6th commission is meant to investigate January 6th. And that's it. And if you're not on board with that, then, you know, you're not on board with that. That's been a big objection from McCarthy, you're right. And so they've, you know, he has instructed his members to vote against it. 35 of them, though, went against the grain, against the leadership, and supported the bill and said, we want to look into what the root causes of this thing were and how we can improve moving forward.
Does 35 Republicans in the House sound like a large number? Is that telling
you know,
in some way?
Today's, yeah, it does. I mean, today, if you know, you listen to both sides, if they get one or two members of the opposing party to vote with them, they call that a bipartisan vote. So by today's standards, you know, three dozen from one party hopping on to the bill is it's not nothing. You know, it is significant. But again, the big question is, do you get 10 Republicans in this Senate to vote for it? That's the big question. And if McConnell says don't vote for this, I think you're hard pressed to find 10 that go against McConnell on that side.
Yeah, kind of hard pressed to find two or three. I mean, I'm thinking of those that voted, say, on the impeachment. So maybe.
Yeah. And, you know, we're hearing from a couple. I mean, I spoke to, you know, two or three Republican senators who you might expect to be those votes that would come across the aisle. Some said, you know, if it had a couple of changes in it, they want to make sure that, you know, the people who are doing the appointing of positions on this commission are doing it in a bipartisan way. You know, Democrats at the outset, it was set up like, you know, five Democrats and three Republicans. And right away that, you know, was hit with backlash from everybody, including the guys who did the 9/11 commission back in 2002. They said, you got to keep it even. So they came back to the negotiating table so that the body now would be five and five, five members chosen by Republicans, five chosen by Democrats. And these people who were on this commission, by the way, would not be in Congress. They have to go outside of Congress, you know, because they don't want the appearance of impropriety or whatever. So that's where they landed on this agreement. But I think Republicans have said, if we negotiate it a little bit further, you know, get some more details, maybe you have a couple of Republicans in the Senate on board.
Joe Khalil, the Washington, D.C. correspondent for News Nation, is on a phone line. You'll see him tonight, most nights. Five and five sounds smart to me. It's pretty amazing to me, though. Only the Congress in America would have an attack up on it, and it would decide not to do an investigation of it. And to be honest with you, I don't care how you do it. I know Democrats fear that if you put, say, the Scalise attack in with the January 6th investigation, that you dilute the emphasis they want on what happened at the Capitol that day. So,
yeah,
fair enough. That's their objection to it. But I would take one or the other. You know, I'd pick a side, but if I couldn't get it, I'd pick the other side as long as we investigate what happened January 6th. It so deserves that. And when you watch TV lately, you'll frequently see the scenes of the people storming the Capitol. And more video has come out in the last couple of weeks of the sort of brutality that was rained on police officers. And if we don't do anything about that, if we don't remember that, if we don't keep watching that, investigate that, prosecute these people. Boy, we haven't had a lot of news about the folks that did that getting thrown in jail. And 500 people have been arrested now. It's making its way through the halls of justice. But I think
yes,
we absolutely need to stay focused on this. And if the two sides decide, say in the Senate, that they can't come to an agreement because neither of them can get their way, wow, what a dereliction of duty. What a shame that would be.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people certainly see it that way. You know, I can tell you, if we go down the hypothetical road, if there are not enough Republican votes in the Senate to create this commission, you know, Speaker Pelosi, just yesterday, we heard her say that she, you know, Democrats have the majority in the House, so they can continue to investigate this thing and hold hearings and gather evidence and, you know, even have subpoena power within their own committees. You know, again, the only difference is instead of it being a nonpartisan, you know, outside of Congress commission, what you have is just a series of different, you know, congressional committees. And for the folks that may be sympathetic to the former president, you know, I would be safe, I think, in venturing a guess that whatever comes out of a Democratic-led committee in the House, if they say this is what we found, it may not be trusted as an unbiased, you know, finding. Whereas if you have an independent commission, it carries a little more weight. That was the idea, anyway, behind the 9/11 commission.
Well, it sounds like it sounds like, Joe, there's going to be a criminal investigation of Donald Trump anyway. I mean, I understand what you just said, but to be honest with you, just as a citizen, I think we've all made up our mind about Donald Trump's complicity or lack thereof on what happened January 6th. I'd like to know how this happened, what about the security, who these people are, what should we do in the future? I mean, that's really the nuts and bolts of it to me.
A lot of unanswered questions still that you think by this point we'd have answered. But yeah, that's where we are now.
Joe Khalil, Washington, D.C. You on TV tonight, Joe? Are we going to see you?
Yes, I am. Probably anywhere from, 5 o'clock Central Time in Chicago through 9 o'clock Central Time. We'll pop in a few times.
Washington, D.C.
I appreciate the opportunity for the plug.
For news. Hey, listen, you do good work and you help us out, too. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Always good to be with you.